You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, you've got me.
Yay! Technical difficulties all around this morning, but it is awesome to be able to chat to you about not only what you're doing as a solo artist at the moment, which is that wonderful new single, You, but also about what you're doing in your other project, Girl Friday. But let's start with what you're up to under your own steam here. You're based normally in LA. You've been back in New Zealand for quite some time, and I think you're back over in the States now. How has the sort of last, I guess, pandemic year been for you? It must have been quite a roller coaster as a musician.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely felt, sorry, just a dog howling in the background. normally we have chickens, so it's normally worse.
Nice.
I really enjoyed being home. I loved being back in New Zealand for that year, and I was lucky to be able to play shows and stuff like that. I think it's been, really difficult for everyone in their own way, and I think it's kind of like a weird time now where, especially over here, is sort of coming out of it, and, you know, a lot of people are vaccinated and stuff, and but kind of still don't really know how to feel about reintegrating back into society and what that looks like and feels like and things,
Yeah, absolutely. And it has been, I think, in some ways quite strange for artists who have those strong relationships with overseas spaces and scenes to be maybe back in New Zealand and seeing these kind of like two parallel worlds going on. You've got this new body of work on the way, which I'm so excited to hear, especially judging from that first single. It's called It's Your Birthday, which is a great title for a record. And it's out via Flying Nun, which is really cool. How did this come about, Vera? Yeah.
The album or the Flying Nun?
Bit of both. How did you, I guess, set out writing this record?
I would say I didn't set out writing. it was kind of like a bunch of songs that I had written over the last 5 years, and I put together an album from the collection of songs called Beat Your Name, which I put out independently. And then I guess these were the songs that I felt I couldn't really do justice, like, on GarageBand. So I had them all kind of demoed out, and I sent them to my friend's dad, and I was like, yo, I'm coming to New Zealand for a couple months. This was pre-pandemic. Can we record this? So we just recorded at Pyramid Club. And
nice.
Yeah, I guess because of the pandemic, I ended up adding a lot more stuff, and it became like a well kind of produced record in the end.
It seems like it's a bit of a confessional is like a naff word that gets thrown around a lot, but I see you've described it as if all your diaries burnt, at least you've had this record. Does that mean it's kind of tracking some times and some phases for yourself as a person as well as an artist?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I think it's like I feel like there's some particular times in artistry, and I think it's the same in love or whatever, where you can be a certain level of vulnerable that you maybe find difficult to be again. And I think even now writing stuff, I feel like a little bit more guarded. But I think at the time when I was writing this stuff, it was, you know, I didn't really think anyone was going to hear it or anything. So it's pretty open, and yeah.
The first single, You, has got that sort of fantastic, I guess, earnest angst of new love or young love. How did that track come about?
Oh no, you're putting me on the spot.
tell me your secrets, Vera.
Essentially just that, I think, kind of in the midst of a young love, and kind of not, I guess it's that feeling of not understanding why things aren't simple. It's like, well, this is all I wanted, so why isn't this working? this is too complicated. I didn't sign up for this, you know? So it's kind of, that's the feeling about the song, yeah.
You've made a fantastic music video that sort of sums up that feeling in quite a humorous way. Who did you work with on that video?
My friend Samuel Austin, that I went to high school with, he shot it. My friend Bella, that I also went to high school with, and then my friend Helena, that was my best friend in high school too. So it was a fun reunion. Helena I hadn't seen, I think, since high school. So it was really special, and we couldn't stop laughing the whole day. We had a great time.
That's fantastic. That's what you want from any kind of collaboration, is just to be having a good time, really. Speaking of collaboration, I did want to ask you about what Girl Friday is up to, because obviously now that you're back in LA, you're able to, I guess, have a bit more attention to that project, which is based over there. You've released this new beautiful single called I'm Impossible, which is quite a heartbreaking track. Tell us a wee bit about what you've been able to do, I guess, since you've got back to the States. Is this a recently written song, or is this one you've had for a while and you've just released?
Well, we wrote, when we were apart, we were actually writing quite a lot together, and that was one of the songs, and there's one more that we're putting out too. So that was actually, like, both of those songs are just done on GarageBand, passing back and forth via email. I guess it's kind of old in that way, and we're hopefully doing a tour before, you know, in September at some point, and working on music videos and writing and everything, yeah.
It's I guess we just sort of have to wait and see what happens with the pandemic, but I really hope you guys are able to go and tour that, because Androgynous Mary, which was your record which came out last year, was such an awesome album, and we played a lot of it on this station, so I hope you get a chance to really celebrate some of those songs as well.
Thank you, appreciate that. Yeah, we really hope so.
And also to celebrate the new record, which will be coming out under your own steam. Vera Allen, It's Your Birthday, via Flying Nun. It must be pretty cool to be on that label. It is, you know, it's got such a reputation internationally and locally. It must feel quite special to be on there.
It is. I mean, I think growing up, like, I was always a huge, I mean, the 3Ds is one of my favourite bands. And, you know, you've got The Clean, The Bats, Chills, Straight Jacket Fits, like Blue Go Purple, Verlaine, like so many classics. And I think honestly, coming here, that's how I made a lot of connections with people that I'm still really good friends with, is because they were like, New Zealand, Flying Nun, and then we'd have all the stuff to talk about, so
it's pretty
so,
awesome.
Yeah, very special.
Well, people can pre-order it and pre-save it now and hit up local record stores to get a physical copy too. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, Vera.
Thank you. You too. It was my pleasure.
To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.